Now joined by the head coach up at Mercer here as we get started with the 2020 softball season. That is Melissa Hill. There is a late change to the Mercer schedule. I did see this over the weekend, I think overnight from the Green City Facebook page. But the Green City Gophers are going to get a chance to start their season. I assume it's their season opener. I know it's the Mercer season opener. It's going to be tonight. We'll double check on the time, 5:30, coach up at Mercer.
Yes, 5:30 is correct.
It rained hard down here in Trenton about 7:30 to 8:30 this morning. Did you get a lot of precip in Mercer or no?
I hate to jinx it. Like, I hate to tell you and actually jinx it and tell you that we haven't. But knock on wood, right now it is had a couple of moments throughout the morning where it's just kind of been misty and spitting a little bit. That has ceased at the moment. And we're pretty lucky in regard to the fact that we have a very, very, very dry field that dries up pretty quick, and it's already super dry. So some rain is not going to hurt it today by any means.
I am in the same boat because I have Milan at North Harrison up at Eagleville coming up at 5 o'clock on KTTN today, and I know that generally further north they didn't get the rain as down toward Trenton and Chillicothe and those places, but who knows? I think there might be another round, so... Eagleville's a pretty long drive, so I'm going to have my eyes on the weather about mid-afternoon today.
Yes, Mother Nature is she's kind of in a mood today, so we're crossing our fingers. It's looking like a very, very low percentage for the afternoon, so I'm hoping whatever we have received at this point is going to be about it, fingers crossed.
As far as Mercer softball goes, Coach, if I remember right from last year, it was a little bit of a rebuilding year as far as a lot of girls without a ton of experience but getting their feet wet at the varsity level. Do you feel like is it a little bit different story this year where you have better numbers and a little bit more experience because of those girls last year?
You know, last year we were definitely, I mean, I feel like every year almost has been a bit of a rebuilding period because you're gaining one or two and you're losing several and this and that. And last year we were struggling just to find numbers and to find ourselves with nine to play. A very young team last year. We are again this year a very young team. So we have six new freshmen coming in. We have four sophomores. So we only have one junior, three seniors. So again, a very young team. Looking at 14 this year, so in regard to numbers, numbers is definitely a little bit better in regard to the last couple of years, so that's been promising.
Do you have a pitcher who's established herself as far and away just more superior than anybody else on the roster, Coach, or do you have that kind of situation where you have three or four potential pitchers and you're still trying to work out who might be that number one?
In regard to pitching, we're very lucky. We have two very solid pitchers. We have two sophomores who were my two freshman pitchers last year, so Jordan Kuhn and Katie Hill. Both of them are equally strong with their own assets and both can bring something a little bit different to the table depending on who is on the mound. So it's kind of nice to see that our two strong pitchers from last year, again, are our two returning pitchers this year and, again, are very young. So I've got a few more years left in me to work them over.
It's quite a different scenario, and you mentioned the sophomores that you have. I would assume most of them played last year as freshmen, and it is when you know you're going to play as a freshman for 90% of them, it's nerve-wracking because you're playing against a lot of girls that are 2, 3, in some cases 4 years older than you are, and you're just trying to get your feet wet, as I say. When you get that year of experience, you come back as a sophomore, everything is a lot more calm for that group, I'd imagine.
It is. What's really nice is the group that I have this year, not only are they young, that means several of them, the majority of the team is young, but even my seniors and my junior, this group of girls, they have spent a large amount of time playing together year-round. So this is kind of the group that, you know, when you saw them around the 10U and the 12U age in the summer, this was the group that was working together and spending some time year-round with each other. So they're finally, my six freshmen have jumped in, and we're finally getting that group that we've had kind of solidified and started several years ago and getting them all together now at the high school level so we can really start working with them at that level.
That is a huge benefit. We talked about this in the past, how some programs, you have softball and you have girls that go out for softball, and in some cases I have coaches telling me, well, I needed to spend the first week to week and a half of practice just telling them the rules of the sport, in which case, you know, you're digging pretty quickly to try to get them ready to go. When you have a group that's played since they've been young and played in the summer, that is a huge benefit.
this group of girls, it's just amazing the fact that you can already see just from practice one the things that you don't have to discuss and the things that you don't have to go over, because not only do they have the experience playing the game, but they have the experience playing the game together and with each other. So my assistant coach, Justin Hill, we've also had those conversations, and just leaving practice going, you know, how nice is it to walk away from practice and you didn't have to spend your first 45 minutes or an hour just working on some random catching drills or throwing drills, just teaching them some of the fundamentals and basics of the game that at this point and at this level should be assumed and already know. So these girls are definitely at that level where you can skip a few steps and you can just start pushing them even harder.
And how advanced is your hitting lineup, Coach? Do you feel like you're going to have a team hit the ball pretty hard this year?
You know, I would definitely say when I compare to years prior, this is definitely the year that I can see just such an aggressive group of girls offensively. So there is not a single girl. We left our jamboree the other night and had played Bethany, North Harrison, and Worth County, and I did not have a single girl not get a piece of the ball, touch the ball, put the ball in play, or look to hit. So it's kind of nice to not have to have those conversations with batters and girls saying, hey, so there's a reason why you're in there. Like, we're not letting those strikes go by us. We're looking to swing. You're not having to have those conversations. They are very aggressive offensively, and it should be exciting to see what they do.
I had conversation after conversation with football coaches last week without a ton of football teams playing jamborees. A lot of football coaches are saying, hey, we're going to do what we do and kind of adjust to what they do as we get the game kicked off. Is it the same feeling with Green City tonight, Coach, that you kind of might have an idea what they have, but it's more about what Mercer does tonight? Is that kind of the way you're approaching tonight's game?
It is. It is. We're going to show up. We definitely have a plan in place and, a strategy that we're hoping to put forth, but we're just going to take it play by play and bat by bat and inning by inning and just kind of play our own game and adjust how we need to accordingly to what they bring.
That is the head coach up at Mercer, Melissa Hill. Mercer hosting Green City tonight. That's a late change to the schedule. They'll make up at some point when they get back to good health and everything is good to go over at East Harrison. They'll get that game in with East Harrison at some point later on in the season. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tonight against the Gophers.
Thank you.